Okay, I think we can move on to the chief of CDC meeting. Denise, do I need to read the preamble?
If you could say that the meeting is going to be recorded and the recording will be posted on the website, that would be sufficient.
Okay.
I just said it for you.
We're good? Okay, thank you. Would you like the rest of my job?
No, thank you, Peter.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Chifa Community Development Corporation meeting to order. Our first item of business are the minutes from November 8th, 2023.
Peter, if you could just take a roll call of the members present, just
okay.
Make sure everybody's on.
Okay. Roll call. Okay, roll call, Chief of CDC board meeting. Peter Lisi, I am present. Mike Angelini.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Davis. Steve Elbaum.
Present.
Thank you. Kimberly Kennison. No. Susan Martin. Susan Martin? No. Alan Matamana?
Present.
Thank you. Bettina Brown Eyes? No. Seth Thompson?
Here.
Thank you. Okay, with the roll call completed, we'll move into our agenda. First item, as I said previously, the minutes from November 8th. Short minutes. I'm hoping people spend a minute or two with them. Is there a motion to adopt the minutes as presented? I'm happy to move it. Is there a second?
Is Mike, I'll second.
Thank you, Mike. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the minutes as presented from the November 8th Chifa CDC meeting. Are there any changes that need to be made, any edits or comments? Any discussion? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, please say aye. Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions?
This is Alan, I'll abstain.
Thank you, Alan, one abstention. Anyone else? All right, the motion still carries. Minutes are adopted, thank you. Okay, Dan, you gonna talk to us about the operating budget?
Yep. Staff is proposing a fiscal year 2025 budget, which would allow Chief of CDC to continue its pursuit of new market tax credits and other financing vehicles that fit within its mission. For fiscal year 2025, we are budgeting zero operating revenues and $80,100 of operating expenses. Majority of these expenses are for support services and CDE contracted services. So in relation to the support services, we are budgeting $33,000. This is $12,000 lower than what we was budgeted for fiscal year 2024. These support services will mostly be for work to seek new market tax credits or other activities that align within our mission. The next biggest line item is for the CDE consultant. This expense is for services to help Chief of CDC obtain new market tax credits. Staff has not engaged a consultant to provide these services yet, but would seek board approval before doing so. As a result, the budgeted operating loss for fiscal year 2025 is $80,100. This would lower Chief of CDC's net position to a negative $379,355. So staff seeks the approval of the proposed operating budget for Chief of CDC for fiscal year 2025. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Dan? Questions or comments? Dan, I just have one. In the narrative under the expenses, the projected actual hours for fiscal year that we're just finishing up is 36 hours. And we're projecting 339 hours for next fiscal year. So I guess would think that you're pretty optimistic about the sub-allocation working with the CDE consultant. Is that
It's more of a budgeting thing, because if we move forward with the sub-allocation or full application, if we were able to identify a list of quality projects, there's going to require substantial hours work by staff. And that's what we think it would be sufficient to accomplish that.
Right, so, but I guess if you're putting in the budget, you must feel pretty optimistic that it'll be able to do it.
It's more of, we want to make it that it's available if we need to do. We think there is a lot better chance than seeking a full application.
Okay.
So I think it, after building off of what the activities we're doing with the Revolving Loan Fund program, we do think it's helpful.
Okay, I got that. Thank you. Okay, are there any other questions on the Chief of CDC budget as presented by Dan? All right, this requires board approval. Would someone like to move accepting the fiscal 25 operating budget for Chief of CDC? Is there a motion? Anyone?
Sure, I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Steve. Alan, would you like to second it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Moved and seconded to adopt the budget as presented for Chief of CDC for fiscal 25. Any further questions or comments? Any discussion? All right, hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And Dan, will you be giving us the update?
Yep. So, okay. Over the past 18 months, staff has met with numerous organizations regarding their upcoming capital projects. Many of these organizations reside in low-income communities and would be eligible for new market tax credits. But because of the pandemic, inflation, increased construction costs, and other reasons, many of these projects or organizations are willing to undertake are a lot smaller and not suitable for traditional new market tax credit financing. And also, because of high interest rates, many of the organizations do not have the appetite for taking on debt and are really waiting to see if they can get federal funding or state funding from ARPA or other resources. As a result, we've had difficulty identifying a pipeline of suitable size projects that would support a strong application for the new market tax credit application. To address to the current need of the organizations that we serve, we're proposing a shift our focus on establishing a loan fund program, which is enhanced by new market tax credit program. This loan fund program would use the equity from new market tax credit investors to provide a below market financing rate to organizations in loan communities to finance smaller capital projects. This program is a unique structure which allows CDEs like Chief of CDC to utilize tax credits to address the smaller organizations who don't have the capacity or desire to undertake capital projects which exceed $10 million or more. To achieve this loan fund program, staff needs to continue its efforts of building a project pipeline of smaller projects. This will require more outreach to organizations to identify upcoming capital projects. And one of the ways we plan on doing this is hosting what we're calling roadshow events across the state. We anticipate these events will allow us to present to nonprofits kind of our CHIVAs and Chief of CDC's financing products, really get to meet with these organizations, understand kind of what products would be suitable for them to help them achieve their current and upcoming fiscal or capital projects. And once we're able to achieve that pipeline of projects identified through these efforts, and demonstrate a significant need for a loan fund program, we'll begin to identify resources to capitalize it. And this includes obtaining new market tax credits. Because the amount of tax credits are needed for a loan fund program are significantly smaller, we wouldn't really need to submit an application. We would be seeking a sub-allocation from another community development entity that already received a new market tax credit. This would be allowing that community development entity to respond to a question on the application that they're supporting other community development entities, and allowing us the opportunity to demonstrate that we have the capacity and the ability to utilize new market tax credits in accordance to the federal rules. To do this, we would engage with CD consultant to help us identify a potential community development entity and attain a sub-allocation of tax credits from them. At the same time, Chiva will also have to explore other resources to capitalize the loan fund, and this will include the possibility of obtaining CRA investments from banks. Overall, the loan fund program would help us address the need of the organizations in Connecticut's low-income communities and the organizations who are typically unable to obtain affordable and flexible financing. These are organizations that are underserved by CHIFA as well because their projects are smaller than the traditional bond sizes. So it allows us an opportunity to do that and use a sub-allocation tax credits to demonstrate that we have the ability to utilize new market tax credits appropriately, and which would also enhance future applications for full allocation of tax credits. So, are there any questions?
Any questions for Dan? Dan, I just have one quick one. You said in awarding us a sub-allocation, it would enhance the application of the organization that gave us the allocation going forward. Is that right?
Yeah. So, well, it both ways. So the national CDs, the larger ones, Capital One, US Bank, TD Bank, in their applications to the CDFI, they make a commitment to make sub allocations to community development entities.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yes. So by creating this program and creating this opportunity, we help them achieve that objective on their allocation. And I think what it also does, once the issues with the program, the application process is they want to have organizations that have experience with new market tax credits, but to get that experience, you have to win an application. And so it's circular and it's kind of difficult for us to get it. A sub-allocation would allow us the opportunity to get those tax credits, utilize them, and then demonstrate it to the CDFI fund that, yes, we can use these programs and use these tax credits appropriately. So we're worthy of a full allocation.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Thanks, Dan. Anyone else? Any questions for Dan? Anything? All right. I believe that concludes our agenda. The next CDC meeting will be in September. Any other business anyone would like to bring forward? All right. I'd like to ask for one more motion. This one's for an adjournment. Anyone like to move that motion?
Alan, I'll move.
Thank you, Alan. Anyone second it?
Second.
All right, we've got a second. All those in favor of adjournment for the Chief of CDC, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all very much.